read up on national reports. I have simply just looked at court dates and all the research I can do. I don't think Rashee Rice is getting suspended this year, Gold. I think that is a 2025 problem. I do not think it will be resolved by week one against the Ravens this year. I think it is going to be legally long enough that at this point I'm anticipating that being a next year issue, which is great news for a team that's a back-to-back
Super Bowl champion. Going for a three-peat.
And gives them a full year to develop like Xavier Worthy and these other guys. I honestly am fully at the point now that I am not expecting. Like, I'm not going to come on the show and be like, when are they doing the Rashee Rice thing? I don't think it's till next year. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I hope that's the case. I think you will see a strong reaction from, you know, fan bases around the league, and they'll say the NFL is setting things up for the Chiefs. We'll hear all that annoying crap if, in fact, he doesn't. I told you my thing was there should be a deadline where the league has to tell you. I don't want to repeat myself again, but basically, like,
whether it's this year or next
middle
year.
Middle of August, if you're going to suspend someone for more than four games, you need to notify the team by then. We heard from Clark Hunt a couple days ago.
Said he hadn't heard anything.
He said they hadn't had any communication. I want to reference this from the draft. This was Ian Rappaport on draft coverage back at the end of April. He said, quote, as you guys laid out, the offense without Rashee Rice there, what we don't know is whether or not he'd be eligible to start the season. This really depends on how quickly the legal process plays out. If his case is, and he's been charged with, I believe, six charges, if his case wraps up, then there is potential that the NFL could issue its discipline and he would likely be suspended. If the case is still ongoing, it is, as we've seen with several others, it likely he'd be eligible to play this season. Discipline would be handled the following season, so the timing is really an issue, not whether or not he'll actually be suspended. Everybody agrees he's getting suspended at some point. But the timing,
yeah,
the timing is the question, and the longer this drags out over the next couple weeks, the better.
From the criminal honestly case perspective, there is not currently even a court date set. The court date you're aware of in December, that's the civil case.
Yeah, not the criminal case.
So, like, if you've looked up and you're like, where's his court date? The only one that's currently on the docket right now is a civil case in December. So, like, at this point, and I've told you, and I agree with you in this sense, let's just say the criminal case got on the docket for December and got all solved. You can't go suspending people in January because their criminal case went that way. You just got to suspend them at the beginning of the 2025 season and move on with your life and everything.
As long as the only fear I have with this, as long as you know that the league's not doing anything until next year, because the worst thing is suddenly something develops, Cody, and it's December, and like, oh, right before the playoffs.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's just an unfair way
to
operate.
Can't happen.
Like, Because I'll just be honest with you. Let's just say you were going to give him a four-game regular season suspension for the activity off the field. Well, then it should be one playoff game. Should we be ranking these? They have a completely different value, do they not?
Sure.
Like, a significantly different value. And so, like, you're going to suspend him, what, for the final two regular season games and the first two in the postseason? Those aren't the same. And I've never really seen the league do that. I've seen them do what they did to, like, Frank Clark, where they, like, suspend you in the middle of the year. I've seen them, like, Charles Amit, you know, like, I've seen them give suspensions that didn't start the year, but were in the middle of the year. I've seen them at the beginning of the year. I haven't seen them start in December. And I think part of the reason why is, from a legal standing standpoint, and you know this because you've, like, studied this stuff too, from a legal standing standpoint, a player has a very good reason to say, I don't want to be in court in November. I don't want to be in court in December. It affects my ability to have my job. And it's just like, hit me up in mid-February. You know, like, a lot of times these things get pushed a little bit and the league gets pushed a little bit, and I think it's a little bit different. But no, I don't know if you're the same, but I'm officially at the point where I just don't expect it to happen before next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's like 90% chance it doesn't happen. I think it's definitely above 50% chance now that he doesn't get suspended, just because we're already at camp. Here we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every single day close to the season that we don't hear anything, duh, becomes more likely that he doesn't. But things can change in a hurry, but I get why you're thinking that way, because especially after Clark Hunt's comments, and then you hear from Rappaport, you start to just see where things are at in the legal process. And, yeah, for the Chiefs' sake, it would be great news if he's not suspended until next year. I mean, selfishly, of course, and other fan bases, as I said, they'll all get all up in arms about it. They'll claim the league is setting it up for the Chiefs and all the crap that we heard last year, like anything. That's just what happens when you win a lot. People get annoyed with you.